Hey there, kids. It's me, Mr. Creepypasta. And before we start tonight's story time, I just wanted to give you guys a quick update. Don't worry, it's not going to take too long. You don't need to skip this part. Please, don't skip this part. Please don't skip this part. I've got a couple conventions that are confirmed this year, and I just wanted to tell you guys what they are. So, the first one coming up is January 26th through the 28th in Birmingham, Alabama. I'm going to be at Comic-Con. For those of you guys that are into anime, as well as into some YouTube and some horror stuff, definitely check out the con. I've been going for a couple of years. It's a hell of a lot of fun. It'll be my first time going to Astronomicon, and that one's February 9th through the 11th. That one's in Sterling Heights, Michigan. So I'm going way up to Michigan. This will be my first time ever being in Michigan, especially in February. Being a guy that comes from Texas, I'm expecting to die and freeze to death within the harsh winter cold. Finally, the last one that's confirmed is May 24th through the 27th. That's going to be Phoenix Comic Con. I'm really glad I get to go back to this. It's been a couple of years since I got a chance to go to Phoenix Comic Con, and it's one of the largest and coolest conventions I've ever been to. That's in Phoenix, Arizona. If you guys are in Phoenix, Arizona, if you guys are in Sterling Heights, Michigan, or if you guys are in Birmingham, Alabama, or if you guys are just nearby and want to swing by to come say hi to me, I would really love to see all of you. I have story times, I have game shows, as well as I have a few different panels talking about YouTube and talking about what it's like to write horror scripts or how to be able to get yourself published in the horror community. That's it, guys. Thank you so much for listening. And here's tonight's Creepypasta story time. So, like the title said, I just repurchased my childhood home from the previous owners. The ones who bought it from my folks when I was in college. See, my folks passed away a few years ago, basically one after the other. We figured as much, but I feel close to them here. Overall, the experience has been awesome. That being said, there's an unavoidable issue, and that's the attic tunnel. My little brother and I are just messing around up there one day and stumble across this door that's tucked away in a really weird spot in the floor by the back eaves. It's weird because you have to literally crawl to get to it. There's less than 2 feet of clearance between it and the ceiling. We tried to open it, but it was stuck shut. So we got our parents. They couldn't figure it out either. They'd never seen it before or even knew that it was there. It was definitely hollow underneath, but it was stuck shut. So we couldn't open it to verify. From the outside, there's absolutely no sign that anything is weird about the house. We even went as far as to unearth blueprints to see if maybe it was a hidden crawl space. But nope. Nothing. It was a real curiosity for a few days before eventually, other stuff just kinda took precedence and we all forgot about it. Except when we were up there, for whatever reason. I'm sure my dad tried to open it a few times. Just can't remember exactly when or how. Either way, it passed out of memory, and when the house was sold, we never had any questions from the other owners. I graduated college and was lucky enough to almost instantly land a really good job that set me up well. Parents passed away, and about 6 months ago I got a call from a friend, the ones who still lived in the area, that my old house was up for sale. I had enough to comfortably buy it, not outright, but for a good portion, so I put in an offer without even seeing what shape it was in. Maybe a stupid move, but I figured that I could always hire someone to put it back in order. It turns out, I was the only bidder, and so I got it. I was super fucking excited, and since my job is remote, it wasn't a problem to move. I did ask to speak to the previous owners just to get a sense of what their experience with the house was like, but the realtor said that they had already relocated and didn't want to be contacted. It was a little weird, but again, whatever. I figured maybe someone in their family had died or something, and the circumstances weren't the best. It sucks for them, but it's awesome for me. I got to move back into the house that I grew up in, and not only do that, but decorate it the way that I always wanted it to be, i.e. lots of furniture with cushions for building forts, always stocked junk cupboards. It's been a pretty emotional thing for me. But my god, does it feel good to be back in my old house again. I was actually having so much fun, I totally forgot about the weird attic until about a week ago. When I was chucking some stuff up there, it's one of those attics where you have this kind of pull-down ladder, and it's a huge area because basically spans the length of the house, pretty much like every horror movie attic ever. I was up there, moving some stuff around, and I noticed that... that door. All those memories came flooding back. I was a little nervous, but after some internal manning up, I thoroughly checked it out, and the thing was definitely sealed with some kind of rubber cement or epoxy. Not well, either. I got some solvent, and I got through it quick. The door doesn't open all the way. It's too close to the ceiling, and the space is almost too small to fit through. I can't tell if the design is stupidity or some kind of deterrent to anyone trying to go down it. Maybe both. Anyway, I'm a big enough dude that I couldn't squeeze into the space that the door provided, so naturally, I took the damn thing off. Not with elegance, mind you, but I got it off, and after getting a flashlight and lowering it about a foot down this thing, here's what I can tell you as of right now. It's a square tunnel going straight down, and it's just wide enough for a person, about 3.5 feet in almost all sides. One side is slightly shorter for some reason, but not by much, not really noticeable. Seems intentional, but I can't imagine why. There appears to be a set of wooden rails running down one side, however, I'd have to actually lower myself in there to know if it's a ladder. And for some reason, they don't start until about 5 feet down. Basically, you have to hang off the edge to get your feet on what I assume would be a top step. It's weird, right? My best guess is it's some kind of, like, air conditioning duct. It would have to have been installed by the new owners if that's the case, since the house wasn't built with anything like that. My other thought was that maybe it's just a laundry chute, but again, it's not in the original blueprints. My current plan is to check out the basement for any sign of an exit. Failing that, I'll probably just get in there and see where it goes. Maybe not the smartest thing, but I mean, what the hell? It's my house, so I can kill myself with it if I want. It's pretty weird. Even I'll admit that. I don't feel unsafe here, or anything. No matter what, it's still my safe childhood house. Nothing can change that. Alright, so, with everyone telling me that going into it was a bad idea, I decided to try and explore the house first, to rule out something like a dumbwaiter or an underground railroad type situation. So I started to go into the attic and drop a small aquarium marble down into it. My fish have plenty more, so don't worry about it. It banged off the side once, and I can say with most certainty, the shaft is paneled with wood, which to me rules out any kind of duct system. Couldn't hear it hit anything else at the bottom. I suspect it's probably going into the basement, maybe some kind of like storage space or something. And again, a laundry chute seems most likely. I had kind of a stroke of inspiration. I decided to try to contact my realtor about this house to see if maybe he knows anything about it. I'm still waiting for a response, but hopefully he'll get back to me tomorrow or Monday, you know, whatever. Either way, it'll be interesting to see what he says. So, I drop the marble in there, and then I decide to try and follow it down into the basement. Along the way, I tap the walls, but it must be behind them because they're not hollow at all. Because of where they are, there's only like two rooms that might be connected to it, and neither of those have a space for accessing it. The walls are definitely solid, and always have been. That, for me, conclusively rules out the dumbwaiter theory. I mean, what would be the point of having a chute that's only accessible on two floors, right? Right about then is when I started reading a lot of comments and succeeding in scaring the shit out of myself. See, I act like I'm fine with it, but I really do not want to find a fucking body in this thing. That would suck on a bunch of levels. I know a lot of people are convinced that that's what it is, though, so I'm trying to brace myself for it. Anyway, I was 100% too freaked out to even attempt to go in this thing. At least until I knew for a fact what's down there. So I limited the rest of my search to the basement, which is where I noticed that the room isn't a perfect square. It's also short on one side, but just like by a bit. If you stand in the middle and you look around, you can actually tell that there's something a little wonk about the way that the angles and stuff are. My best guess is that the foundations have shifted. It's interesting to have the two be similar that way. Old house? Probably old carpentry, handmade, and the whole thing. So the basement is mostly finished, but it's not aesthetically pleasing, or meant to be. There's an old bathroom down there that doesn't do much except exist, The water doesn't run to it, so it's not usable. It's on the opposite wall from the tunnel, though, so it's not related, at least I'd assume. The wall where the tunnel is solid, just like the other floors. The basement is underground, so I can't exactly go busting through the wall to try to see if maybe there's an access hatch at one point. But after using a flashlight and going over just about every inch of that wall, I can safely say that there's no access to it. It never has been. This, to me, means one of two things. The tunnel is either a failed attempt at installing some kind of laundry hatch, or it's just some weird quirk of the house. My next steps are to get the glow sticks and drop those down there to see where it goes. And after that, get a broom or something and test to see if there is, in fact, a ladder in there. I won't go in it until I'm sure that it's reasonably safe. Then I'll get a friend to come over and spot me just in case. So I did some time checking the tunnel out, just lying on my stomach and looking in. And here's what I can say about it. The sides, as far down as I can see, are wood paneled, which is expected. No writing on the sides, and more importantly, no brackets or mounting plates for equipment. The air in there is pretty much the same temperature as the house, but it's almost... it feels like pressurized. I don't know if maybe it's the closeness of the space that makes the air feel denser, but you can definitely tell. And I also listened in there, and I can't hear anything. Shining my phone down, but there's no light at all, so I can't say much about depth or anything. And once the glow sticks get here, we can finally see what's at the bottom. Unrelated, but when I was going through the house in the process of checking the tunnel out, I found a really cool hand crank flashlight in my parents' stuff. It looks really beat up, but I mean, it works. It's pretty cool. I found that, some rope, I think Christmas trees passed, and I bought one of those old person grabber hooks so I can lower a flashlight in there to see what's going on if the glow sticks don't work for whatever reason. It's pretty insane having something like this in my house, to be honest, but now that I'm spending time thinking about it, I mean, I can't seem to get it out of my mind. It's like, what is it for? It's like finding a safe behind a painting and having it be full of feathers. Just totally nonsensical. Old houses have quirks, but this just seems, you know, excessive. I was thinking of all those stories you hear people finding mourning jewelry in their walls or something. I did a little snooping around online. I couldn't find anything quite like my situations. It did remind me of something, though. After my brother and I found the door, Dad was really adamant about us not fucking around with it, which, I mean, I found odd because how did he know what was inside of it? He'd warn us that it was really dangerous and that we didn't know what it led to. At the time, I brushed it off, but now I'm wondering if my dad actually got it open and knew that it could be a chute. Chute to nowhere. If so, why wouldn't he just tell us? I mean, maybe because he didn't want us to know that it could be open. I really wish I could ask him. This whole thing really makes me miss them. Cue today. So right off the bat, there's something fucking weird going on in this tunnel. Like, it was weird to begin with, but I could really use some advice on what to do next. I'm like 100% out of my league. So, I got the glow sticks, and I also found some Christmas tree lights. Some of the ones on the end were broken, but luckily it still works. I didn't know what all I needed, so I brought a bunch of stuff up. I can't believe I'm saying this, but I even had my fucking handgun in case some rabid bats or whatever flew out. Stupid, but I'm so freaked out about dead bodies and rats and shit that I had to do it. So, thanks a lot for that. The other stuff was just things I figured I'd need. The first aid kit, a few more marbles, I used a book to brace the door open. I tried to be pretty systematic with my tests. First was the marble. I did one. I listened really carefully, but I still couldn't hear it hit anything. And then I broke a glow stick and I dropped it in there. It fell. It fell. It didn't hit bottom, it just kept falling until I couldn't see anything. See, now I'm not a fucking genius, but I should be able to see that even if it is in the basement, right? The house is two stories, with the attic as maybe like a half story, so there's no way that it can be deep enough to lose the glow stick in. I dropped the entire fucking pack down there. It's nothing. Wherever they're going, it's not visible from the attic. I broke out the Christmas lights. Got them working, I lowered them in to see what would happen. With the added light, I could see that the walls were paneled with wood, at least most of the way down, at what I had guessed to be basement level. It appeared to stop. I don't know what it's made of after that. What I do know is that I had about 20 feet of light in there before the lowest bulbs blew out. I had hauled the string back up and I saw that they really did blow out. The bulbs were shattered, and while the string was admittedly very cold, it's winter, and I imagine that space isn't heated, probably a faulty wire or something in there, but it's just another weird thing in this chain of weird things. Which leads me back to something I noticed the first time I really examined it. See, the short side of the tunnel isn't that noticeable at first, but it looks like as the tunnel goes down, it gets more pronounced. The width stays the same. I think it's curving, but I still can't decide if that's intentional or not. And again, no marking of any kind, no nails or brackets inside. I did confirm that it is a ladder that I can see. It goes down as far as I could get my light to go. I think the time for me to go down is fast approaching, but that begs the question of how do I do it without killing myself? Should I use rope? Get a harness of some kind? I'll have to do more research, maybe ask my friend who's more outdoorsy than me. Also, I got a private message from, I guess, a few of you asking about my parents, and if I think that they might have gotten killed by something that's there. I'd like to clarify at least just a few things about that. My parents were really great people, even though we had some hard times. Things got especially tough when I was little, maybe like sixth grade. My dad lost his job, and things were tight. His relationship with Mom really suffered. It seemed like he got very distant and, well, not cold really, just kind of distant. And things got better once he got a job at a construction site, but he and my mom didn't really click the same way anymore. That's not to say that they weren't happy, but I'm sure the emotional toll of not providing for us was a big blow to him. I left college, and after that, I didn't hear much about their relationship. I'd go home for the holidays and stuff, but I mean, everything seemed mostly fine. Mom got sick. Dad completely turned a corner. He wanted to be by her side constantly. He was always checking up on her, making sure she was okay. Her cancer, unfortunately, was very widespread, and there was very little the doctors could do for her. Once it was obvious that we were looking at a palliative care instead of cure. Dad's health started to turn for the worst as well. He was very closed-mouthed about his own illness, probably because he didn't want us to worry, and the only time that he ever even hinted at it was when he made it clear that if something happened to him, he wanted us to move on and not mourn for him. It was a really hard time. Both my parents were basically dying. There was jack shit that I could do. My mom passed away about a year after getting diagnosed, and in her will, she made it clear that she didn't want us to see her body. I'm sure people will think of it as some kind of way of us to prevent seeing the real her, but the truth is she wanted us to remember her alive and not as a body. We had her cremated and spread the ashes in her garden. Shortly after, I got a call at school from my brother letting me know that Dad had passed as well. It's the same deal. Cremation, spreading the ashes, where we spread Mom. Maybe it was melodramatic, but I couldn't help but think, like, I'm an orphan now. That's why I don't talk about it much. My dad wasn't the best person, but I loved him. He never did anything to hurt me or my brother. Everything he did, I know he did out of love for us. The only time that he ever got mad at us was when we really fucked up. Like when he warned us not to play around the tunnel. We ended up ignoring him at first, but when he caught us, he was livid. He probably knew that we could have really hurt ourselves. He was really caring like that, you know? He took care of Mom to the end, and he died right behind her. I remember once, after we knew that the cancer was fatal, he did all this research to try and find out exactly how much time she had left. And I asked him why, and he wanted to know, down to the minute, how long he had with her so that he could be by her side the entire time. In the end, he was pretty close. Off by a couple of weeks, but still, that's how well he knew her. That's why I say none of us were really surprised when he got sick. Right, well, I think I'm going to go down it, though. The more I think about it, the more I kind of just want to solve it so I can stop thinking about it, you know? There's so much emotional stuff tied up to it, and I really just want to solve it once, and, you know, I can just let that go and go back to my normal life. For some reason, it feels like I'm just spiraling downward into the memories, and it's kind of overwhelming. Maybe because I never really grieved for them. I don't know. I'm probably going to go down tomorrow night. Okay, I'll call a friend, I'll tell them to hang out with me in case I fall and kill myself or something, or fall into a pile of corpses. Either way, it'll be good to have someone there. Hey there, everyone who's listening on YouTube, or those of you who are listening on the podcast. It's me, Mr. Creepypasta. And before you head out for the night, I just wanted to let you know about a couple of things. Without you, the show doesn't take place. So, if you guys would like to support the show, or if you guys would like to get your hands on a couple of cool little things whenever new things come out, check out patreon.com/MrCreepypasta, and any support that you guys show, I really appreciate. So everyone who's already donated to the Patreon, I really appreciate it. You guys are amazing. I thank you so much for that. If you guys are looking for more Creepypasta Storytime, there's a new video that's uploaded to this channel or uploaded to the podcast every Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday now. You can be able to get more from me at facebook.com/MrCreepypasta or on Twitter at MrCreepypasta and then the number 0. Thanks so much for listening, kids, and for your support. And sweet dreams.